This is 90.7 WFAE. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn. Go, 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 go. And on the count of three, go, 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 go. That's the sounds of Common with his hit single, Go. He's in town Friday night at the Blumenthal Performing Arts Center's Belk Theater, performing fan favorites from his long list of recordings. Joining me to talk more about this and other arts and entertainment events is Ryan Pitkin, editor of Queen City Nerve. Hi there, Ryan.
Hey, Gwen. It's good to see you.
So tell us a little more about Common and the tour that's coming here.
Right. Common has changed definitely a lot over the years, since its days in the late 80s, early 90s, of being one of Chicago's dopest rappers to a movie star. We've seen him in Selma to being a guy now. You catch in Microsoft commercials. You can say what you want about that, but I think his talent has always still been there. He's just released his second memoir, and this, I believe, is a part of that tour. And I'm be willing to bet that there's going to be a little bit of book talk and motivational speaking mixed in with the music at Friday night's event, for sure.
And in addition to a great performance that I'm sure everybody's looking forward to, there's something special with every ticket, right?
Right. He's bringing the technology into play. With every ticket comes a music download code for 7 songs. That's something I'm expecting we'll probably see a lot more of lately, or coming up in the future. The first rapper to ever win an Emmy, Grammy, and Oscar, and he's just one away from that EGOT that people talk about. So Common is really doing it lately.
And I'm sure it'll be a good show. So another performance on Friday is Steady Flow with Reese Raps. Who are they and what kind of music do they play?
Right, so Steady Flow is a touring funk band, and you know, funk music is funk music, but the real reason that you really want to check this one out is Reese Raps, one of my favorite rappers in Charlotte. She performs with a live band. She won the Best Female Hip-Hop Artist at the Queen City Awards last year. She's nominated for a Carolina Music Award this year. She's just got some really great stories that really touch on some personal experiences, whether those be fun or dark, and she really has a wide range.
I get high, so I don't feel the lows on this roller coaster ride that we call life, and I get high.
Reese has an amazing comeback story after spending time in an abusive relationship. Since moving to Charlotte, she's dove headfirst into the music scene and really just been performing at least 3 times a week most nights. You can catch her in university pretty often. She'll be backed up on Friday night by Royal City Leaf. He's a kickback rapper, sort of gets you in his zone, and he's coming off the release of his more major EP. So that'll be a nice little mixture of funk and hip-hop at Heist Brewery on Friday night.
Okay, and on Saturday there is a party for a cause at the Charlotte Art League with a Hawaiian theme, I'm told.
Right, yeah, the Tahiti All Day Luau Party, which is a little misleading in the name. That's going to be at Charlotte Art League. The Gorilla Poets are hosting this luau. It's from 6 to 10 p.m., so don't go expecting it's going to be all day. But that's plenty of time to pack in the events. They include hula hoop contests, there's a limbo, there's fire dancers. They even have a pin the stash on the Selleck, the Tom Selleck contest. But there's also going to be some local performances from Wiggy, Sue McHugh, KC, Greg Reagan, and then the Gorilla Poets themselves, who are hosting this party. These guys are a collective of guys and girls, a collective of spoken word poets, but they hold all sorts of different arts-based events for underserved communities throughout the state, throughout the year. They reached more than 300 kids last year, and all the funds raised at this party are going to go to those sort of programs.
Wow, what a lineup, and for a good cause.
Right, definitely.
Anything else for the weekend?
Right, so this one is for the parents. If you're looking for a more family-friendly event, this one's kids-centered. It's the Queen City Summerfest at the Carol Hefner Center. And there's going to be all sorts of events, both for kids and adults. For the kids, you got the bounce house, the face painting, other activities like that. For the older kids, for the adults, you got laser tag, you got mini golf, you got a peach pie eating contest to go along with the bake sale that's going to be there. Mm. And this is also for a good cause. There's going to be a school supply drive going on, so bring what you can and drop it off at the front. There'll be dance performances from local dance troops in the city. So this is the last weekend before school starts back up for CMS students. So, you know, you want to let them run around and have a good time on their last Saturday before it's back to work.
I'm sure they will. And what days and times for this?
That's going to be Saturday, August 24th, 1 to 5 p.m. at the Carol Hefner Center.
Sounds like a lot going on for this weekend. Thanks, Ryan.
Absolutely. I appreciate you having me, Gwen.
That's Ryan Pitkin, editor of Queen City Nerve.